9 to 5 Mac Daily is sponsored by SetApp. SetApp subscription service for Mac apps offers an incredible value for students and teachers with over 100 apps at 50% off the regular monthly price. SetApp's EDU pricing gives students access to the full catalog of apps for just $7.50 per month, normally costing thousands of dollars as standalone purchases. Check out the link in the show notes for more details. And thanks to SetApp for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall, and I'm joined by Bradley Chambers for a special edition of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. We're just following the Apple event in Chicago, and Bradley was lucky enough to attend for 9 to 5 Mac. And so we're going to talk about some of the things that Apple announced today and what their impact is on education. Let's go from there. So first, Bradley, like overall impressions of what you saw, what you expected, and what Apple delivered?
The Apple story in education is very specific in terms of how the iPad is to be used. You know, you see there was no mention of the Mac today at all, which I was surprised by. There was no mention of MacBook Airs being revised or some sort of merging of the MacBook Air and the MacBook. And I was very surprised by that. And if you're in the Apple ecosystem for your school, this was a furtherance of that. So they're taking that to the next level. With the new iPad that supports Apple Pencil, with the Everyone Can Create curriculum, and that's all great. Outside of the announcement that managed Apple IDs now have 200 gigabytes of iCloud storage, there's still a lot of problems with Apple's overall deployment structure to me for my school that I still struggle with, mainly that there was no mention of any sort of iCloud for schools in terms of like a directory system or an email system. Like we still... The first thing we'll do for students is give them a G Suite account. First thing we'll do for our teachers is give them a G Suite account. And that's the overarching problem that Apple still misses when they talk about, Tim made the comment, or somebody made the comment, that you can create 1,000 Apple IDs in a few seconds. And that's true. My comment is, we already have email addresses, so this is another account for students. So overall, a great event. I love what they announced. But if you're a school that uses Chromebooks today, there was nothing today that kind of swayed you to the other side when you go to do your next technology refresh.
Yeah, and so in terms of hardware, what we saw today, like you said, Bradley, there's no new MacBook Air pricing or hardware. That's been rumored for a few months now, and maybe we see more of that in June, but not today. What we did see was a new iPad priced at the same price as the old cheap model, $329, with special pricing for education, which that's the same as before too, right? Like $299 for schools, and then Apple Pencil. That's the big story of the new iPad is that it gets Pencil support, and there's a $10 discount for education for the Apple Pencil, which is, I mean, I guess it helps in bulk, but it's not a great savings. But even though this whole story of the keynote was around education, it seems like it's really good for consumers that are looking for cheap iPads to draw with and take notes with. But for education, I mean, it's not a great big change. And what I like about your coverage is that you went into the keynote with a clear list of what you wanted Apple to do if they were going to change the education direction. And even with like seeing the event in person, you don't walk away like wowed by it because they didn't do like 1% of what you need to see like structurally changed. They just made, they made a new iPad that's like the iPad Pro 1 with a really good price for consumers. I mean, the original was $600 and the new one is $330 with a better chip inside. But for classrooms, which is how they're trying to pitch this, it wasn't that. Another thing we saw with hardware was the new from Logitech Crayon, which is a really cleverly named version of the Pencil, but cheaper, minus the pressure sensitive stuff. But it's got like tilt and where you can draw on the iPad Pro screen or iPad screen and kind of sketch with it, but no pressure. It's $49, right? Does that make a difference in the classroom for you? Do you think?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, again, when you look at a school buying 1,000 iPads. 10,000 iPads. Like when you buy an iPad, it's essentially an empty shell. It's the software. And while you certainly could hand that to a student and they could do a lot of things, then, okay, so a lot of schools are going to buy a case. And I think you know, we try to buy at our school, we try to buy cases that are about $3 to $4 a piece. I know that sounds crazy. We try to find knockoff ones, you know, from China on Amazon because I can't afford to spend $50 on a case for the mini iPads that we have. And same thing with the crayon. It's like I could see myself buying 20 of those, but like not for every iPad.
Right.
Now, one thing that did change is with the iPad pricing is AppleCare for schools has been lowered. So previously, a 3-year AppleCare for AppleCare Plus for the fifth generation iPad was $99. That has now been lowered to $79. A 2-year AppleCare Plus for the 6th generation iPad, which was previously $79, is now $59. So that's certainly a price discount. I'm not a big fan of buying AppleCare. That's something I'll cover in a future Making the Great column on 9to5 Mac. And again, I have no negative comments about this announcement. The 6th generation iPad is great, but like at our school, we still use the iPad Air 2, and it's still a great machine. Mm-hmm. And it, in some ways, is a testament to how great the iPad has been hardware-wise. It's nothing about the hardware or and even iOS in a sense. Like, it's still a very, very useful OS for schools. There's some issues I have with Safari personally, but those don't, like, impact schools, you know, students in the classroom big time. The big problem for me is when I look at, like, an overarching perspective of how our school's data is laid out, G Suite's still in the mix, and Apple doesn't have a story for me there. And so much of their story is about empowering teachers in the classroom, and that's awesome. And everyone can code curriculum is really, really good. And if you think about the fact that that's free, that really does make the iPads in some ways even more attractive because that's a really good curriculum and it's free. The teacher training tools, which I mentioned, are really good. I've taught this curriculum to fifth graders. It's a really, really good curriculum. It gets really hard really quickly, but it's a very good curriculum. Where I want to see them address is going to the IT director, the IT administrator, and saying, hey, you're running Exchange 365, you're running G Suite, we want to do that for you, and it's free. You know, and they talked about the they mentioned their new apps that can help teachers annotate over student reports and things like that. And they talked about the privacy that Apple believes in, not only for schools but also personally. And I love that, but let's extend that to the entire part of my network. Help me, if Apple's all in on schools, help me be all in on Apple. And there's not a way to do that yet. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know that we're getting there. I mean, that's the thing, like there was no mentioning of that. One of the issues we have is, and they mentioned, you know, Apple School Manager in the event, and it's a really, really neat system. And they talked about how you can connect it to your student information systems to kind of populate your student data. It only supports like 4, and it's been out for a couple of years, and it doesn't support the one that we use at our school. And it's just like another thing. Like it's another system I have to manage, and it's another set of logins that people have to manage. And I need that story to be told. I need, and I asked about, you know, hey, when are we getting more student information systems? And I didn't, you know, they didn't have an answer for me. Obviously, I knew asking that question, they couldn't answer that. But I almost asked it to let them know, like, this is what we're asking for. Like, I love the fact that the 6th generation iPad has Apple Pencil support. That's great. But there are other things we need help with more so in schools from an IT perspective. You know, the part about Apple Pencil that stresses me out is trying to inventory those. And you know they'll get lost, and that's fine. It will get lost. There needs to be a vision from not just from the teacher's perspective and the student's perspective, but also, like, how this data is structured. And I just don't see any reason why Apple can't build a G Suite competitor in 2018 and make it free. I mean, they really just make it free. They make the money off the hardware. Help us go all in on Apple, because right now almost every school is maybe even all in on Apple on their devices, but there's still a little bit Microsoft or still a little bit Google. And it's a lot easier for me as an IT administrator to deploy Chromebooks today than it would be to upend my G Suite system. And that's the problem Apple has, is they're easy to replace right now. If you decide that, hey, we want Chromebooks, we want the traditional keyboard, we want the traditional form factor, it is very easy to deploy those. And Google has made it very easy to do that. And I mean, I really think, like, the folks at Google today, especially the folks at Google Education, they're like popping champagne today, because they come out of this like looking well.
especially on the terms of like their Chrome OS tablets. I really think Apple's education story is where education, like where they see it going, where they want it to be, and where we all want it to be, where it's about the interactivity, it's about the teachers and about the students. But at the end of the day, like, you still have your core curriculum in the classroom, and a lot of that comes back to doing research on the internet, writing reports, turning those in. And Google's got a really attractive strategy with Google Classroom, and it seems like they're aiming more towards Apple strengths over time, especially if you think about the Chrome OS tablets, more so than Apple is trying to take away Google strengths with their strategy.
Yeah. Why does your school, you know, you manage, you know, whether you do Chromebooks or iPads, right? So why does your school not switch to Chromebooks and say to iPad today?
Well, number one, we're in a lease with Apple, so we can't. I'm in the middle of a four-year lease, and right. I really like the iPad. It's because we're in elementary school, and I really like the interactive approach. That's Apple's strengths. Apple still has strengths over Google when it comes to the interactive apps. I mean, as they mentioned, like we have, you know, Apple has 200,000 focused apps towards education on the App Store. Google does not have that on the Chrome Store. Google's advantage is Google Drive and G Suite and Google Docs and Google Spreadsheets. And so that's what leans us there right now. Now, if you told me I was going to take over IT at a high school, I struggle with recommending iPads over Chromebooks.
Right. We saw a focus today on Apple emphasizing Apple Pencil support on these new iPads as part of their selling pitch. There's no smart connector for like a smart keyboard. There was an updated version of the Logitech keyboard case. What I think about with the Apple Pencil and even the Crayon is a lot of what is good about it is nice as a luxury, but you can do similar things with a basic stylus for a dollar or less, I imagine. How important is stylus support anyway, and then Apple Pencil support on an iPad in a classroom?
It's not a negative by any means, but it's not a game changer. And I would equate it to something like the Touch Bar on the MacBook Pro. Mm-hmm. Like if you're buying that personally, that's probably a useful upgrade. Hey, I'll spend $300 more to get that. That's great. But if I'm deploying Macs in mass to a organization, that I'm not paying for that. Like, that's right. Not a useful upgrade, especially if you do it in times, you know, a multiplier of 100 or 500 or 1,000. That's just not a useful upgrade. And all these things, like, really look good in press releases. They look good on screenshots. Like, they're great. But in the weeds, like I have, you know, 300 students that I have to get devices to, that's not a game changer for me. Game changer for me would be, hey, we're taking over your email infrastructure and we're hooking that into everything you do in your school, and we're going to manage an end-to-end solution between apps, content. We're handling it all in one cloud-based system. And that's what we just don't have yet.
Right. In the classroom, important is keyboard support, like hardware keyboard support on and, you know, because that's part of the debate between iPad versus Chromebook. So,
yeah, it depends. Like there are certain types of applications and use cases that the keyboard really does matter. And there are other ones when it doesn't. And it could be a hindrance. Now, you know, but if you think about it, a 9.7-inch iPad, if you add a software keyboard, it cuts it in half. And so it does make it difficult to work with a screen. So if it's something where you're like typing a report, a Chromebook is still a better device. It's a traditional keyboard. You get the full screen. That's great. But on the flip side, education should be more than just report writing. When they talked about the apps like Explain Everything and some of the new AR apps, like I like that story. I like that future. And I like seeing that. And so to me, it's not an either or. It just depends. Like it just depends on what your goals are, what you're doing. Obviously the iPad, the fact that like you can add on a Bluetooth keyboard or they even make like lightning based keyboards, that's great. Mm-hmm. But the problem is it goes back to the cost of it. Now, does Apple need to make some sort of quote unquote iBook that's like iOS and an iPad that can be, you know, built with a keyboard? That'd be nice. Like, you know, if you told me, $350, we could get an iPad with a keyboard built in on some sort of case. Like, I would be interested in that. But again, that doesn't necessarily a game changer, but I'm more interested in a keyboard possibly being built in, but detachable, than I would be pencil support.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of the event today, I mean, it was centered around education. It was held in a high school. But it seems like it's just a really good event for consumers. Like, you can now buy an iPad for $330 and use the Apple Pencil with it. You know, stuff like that is nice. You can now do iBooks Author essentially on the iPad through Pages. Does that have any that's great for iBooks, but does that have any impact on the classroom, do you think?
Well, the thing about if you kind of step back in all this, and a lot of this ends up being more work for teachers.
Yeah.
And one thing I've noticed over the past, say, 5 years, we keep asking teachers to do more and more things in the classroom. Like, hey, learn this, learn that, learn do this, to help your kids with this app. When are we taking things away? And I think that's the challenge. You know, obviously, like, the technology is great, but you have to look at, like, how making the teacher's life simpler and easier and more effective. Mm-hmm. And so that's the story that should be told is, hey, this is this ecosystem. This is how we're making your life easier. This is how we're taking something off your plate so you can spend more time doing this. So when Apple talks about the ability to turn in documents and be able to annotate over those, like, that's a story I'm interested in. Again, that should be hooked into an overall system like iCloud for Schools. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, I think that's the challenge is, and I go to these education conferences, it's always about, you know, 20 apps that you should be using in your classroom. It's, to me, it's like, those are boring stories. Those are tired stories because teachers still have their curriculum they have to teach. They have to meet state standards. These kids have to get to where they're going. And the technology is just a tool to get there.
Yeah, my take from watching the keynote, I haven't watched the video yet, but seeing, you know, your live blog coverage is that a lot of this seems like a really nice, like, typical spring marketing launch, but they were able to package it better with this education angle, but it's not necessarily like the education event that you'd want to see if you thought that Apple was really like reviving their education effort. And I also don't think it's like the first step to many future steps. Like, the last education event was 2012. That was iBooks Author. This is 2018, 6 years later. And it feels like it's just a marketing event. Education is the angle there for the pitch. Do you have any sense that Apple really is like overhauling their education effort, or is this like one more step before they either change course, or like, what do you think the future is there?
I think they have their strategy. They've dug in their heels and they're moving forward with that. And that's great. And like, because they have a compelling story, there are problems with that story and they don't seem to be worrying about those or moving ahead. Google has their story, but the only thing I would say is Google seems to be expanding their story, particularly with the Chrome OS tablets. Like, I'm way more interested in a Chrome OS tablet than I am the sixth generation iPad. Again, I love the iPad, but the Chrome OS tablet, like, that's a device I'm very interested in going forward.
Right?
Yeah, that's the new one. Just was announced yesterday. Yeah. I'm very interested in that going forward. So I don't know. It feels like they have their story, and it's a very compelling story, and it's very, in certain situations, in certain schools, it is a glorious story. But the story, just as they have an expanding laptop line or expanding iPhone line, their education story has got to expand to cover more use cases, cover more scenarios, cover more systems. I don't know. Like, I think they've just dug in their heels, and this is where they're going. And it's a great system, and there are plenty of schools that will take advantage of it, probably mine included. But there's just still holes in their strategy that they haven't answered. We have questions for that they don't necessarily have answers for just yet.
Yeah. All right. Any closing thoughts before we wrap up for today?
It was fun meeting a lot of great people today. They had 300 teachers there, so that was great. They had that many teachers on site. The school was beautiful. The Wi-Fi worked great. I sort of stress out, like, being a sysadmin, like, people that have to like set that Wi-Fi up in a school that they don't own nor manage, get the internet to connectivity to it. All the AV setups they have, every classroom we went to had a really amazing AV setup. They helped us to walk through some of the new things they're doing and help tell the story further. And it's you know, again, I stress about it. I worry and am sad for those people because I know how stressful that is. They put on a first-class event. Everybody that I ran to from Apple was incredibly nice. It was just a great day showing Apple's story for education. I want that story to expand, and so we'll see going forward into 2019 if we get that.
Cool. All right. And we'll unpack, me and Benjamin May will unpack the event further tomorrow on 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour and talk about some of the other cool things that, that came out today. But I really do feel like a lot of it was consumer friendly. It just wasn't packaged as part of the event, and the event being education focused. It's like that, that makes it harder to grade the event because you need to really ace it for it to be an education win. And it could have been like a great consumer event, but making it education focused makes it harder to grade. So, but that's the 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour for today. Bradley, thanks for being here in person. Thanks for coming to cover the event. And we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.